Do you believe what you think? Have you ever felt that the harder you look for love, the more it seems to elude you? Or that seeking approval makes you feel insecure? If you have, there's a reason. It's because seeking love and approval is a sure way to lose the awareness of both. You can lose the awareness of love, but never love itself. Love is what we are. So if love is what we are, why do we look for it so hard, and often with such poor results? Only because of what we think. The thoughts we believe that are not true. You don't have to believe any of this. You can verify it for yourself as you listen to this audiobook, or when you pause and ask four questions about your own relationships, or lack of them, and discover how your life changes. In the pursuit of love, approval, and appreciation, what do we think? We think that love and approval of others are the keys to the kingdom, to every good thing in the world. We think that seeking romance brings love, a sexual partner, long-term closeness, marriage, family. And we think that trying to impress society, trying to win the admiration of the right people, is our best shot at bringing fame, wealth, and satisfaction into our lives. So we think that if we succeed in the quest, we're home, safe, warm, and appreciated. And what if we fail? We're homeless, out in the cold, lost in the crowd, unnoticed, lonely, and forgotten. If those are the stakes, no wonder the quest can be so fearful and all-consuming. No wonder a compliment can make your day and a harsh word can ruin it. The big, primitive fears rarely rise to the surface. Few people walk around actually thinking that they're about to fall through the cracks of society and vanish. Instead, thousands of anxious thoughts appear all day long. Was I noticed? Why didn't she smile? Did I make a good impression? Why hasn't he returned my call? Do I look okay? Should I have said that? What do they think of me now? It's a constant monitoring to see if we're gaining or losing ground in the grand approval sweepstakes. Those little doubts are rarely noticed or questioned, and yet they set in motion hundreds of strategies designed to win favor and admiration, or just to please. The unspoken belief is that unless people approve of you, you're worthless. The irony is that the struggle to win love and approval makes it very difficult to experience them. Chronic approval seekers don't realize that they are loved and supported not because of, but despite their efforts. And the more strenuously they seek, the less likely they are to notice. How do we get into this predicament? At first, we'll just look at the ways unquestioned thoughts create our experience. We'll see how often unnoticed thoughts that most of us share lead us to needing, wanting, longing, and reaching for what we already have. The thoughts behind a familiar 3 a.m. anxiety attack are a good place to start. Thought at 3 a.m., nothing supports me. Suddenly you wake up in the middle of the night, glance at the clock, and wish you were still asleep. A thought appears. What's going to happen to me? It's a cold, uncaring universe. I don't know what to do. These thoughts were triggered by a Mutual Fund commercial you saw last night, but you don't realize that. And the next ones come from a half-remembered motivational tape. There are no guarantees in the world. Nothing's going to happen for you unless you make it happen. This thought provides a little boost, followed by a major deflation as you remember that self-reliance hasn't worked all that well for you. I need so much. I have so few resources to get it. My survival skills aren't great, and basically I'm faking it. I'm helpless and alone. The next thought brings some hope. If I could just get more love from my family and friends, if just one person really adored me, if my boss really believed in me, then I wouldn't be so anxious and I could count on being supported. The thought nothing supports me without my efforts is just one of the unquestioned and often unnoticed beliefs that set in motion the search for love and approval. Let's pause for a moment and explore the opposite.